Maria, Jesus said that it was difficult for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Have you come across such cases?
Yes, but if they do good works, works of charity, if they practice love, they can get there just like the poor.
Praise God. But Maria, these days, do you still have visits from souls in purgatory?
Yes, 2 or 3 times a week.
Really? Now another question, please. What do you think of the practices of spiritism? For example, seance, calling up the spirits of the departed, Ouija board and all that stuff.
It's not good. It's always evil. It is the devil who makes the table move.
Oh, this is so important to say this again and again. People really need to hear this, because nowadays, more than ever, these absurd practices are increasing dangerously. And Maria, would you please tell us what is the difference between what you are living with the souls of the departed and those practices of spiritism?
We are not supposed to summon up the souls. I don't try to get them to come. In spiritism, people try to call them forth. This distinction is quite clear, and we must take it very seriously. If people were only to believe one thing I have said, I would like it to be this. Those who engage in spiritism, moving tables, seances, Ouija boards, and other practices of that kind, think that they are summoning up the souls of the dead. In reality, if there is some response to their call, it is always and without exception Satan and his angels who are answering. People who practice spiritism, diviners, mentals, witches, and so on, are doing something very dangerous for themselves and for those who come to them for advice. They are up to their necks in lies. It's forbidden, strictly forbidden to call up the dead. As for me, I have never done so, I do not do so, and I never will do so. When something appears to me, God alone permits it. Of course, Satan can imitate everything that comes from God, and he does. He can imitate the voice and the appearance of the dead. But every manifestation of any kind always comes from the evil one. Do not forget that Satan can even heal, but such healings never last.
Well, good to know these days. Maria, have you personally ever been tricked by false apparitions? For example, by the devil disguising himself as a soul in purgatory to speak to you?
Yes. Once a soul came to see me and said to me, "Do not accept the soul which is going to come after me, because it's going to ask you for too much suffering, which you will not be able to bear. You cannot do what it is going to ask." So I was troubled, because I remembered what my parish priest had said to me, that I had to accept each soul with generosity, and I was really troubled about whether or not to obey. So I said to myself, "Maybe it's a devil who is before me and not a soul in purgatory, the devil in disguise." I said to this soul, "If you are the devil, go away." At once he gave out a loud scream and left. In fact, the soul who came after him was a soul who had real need of my help. It was very important for me to listen to this soul.
Maria, when the devil appears, does holy water always make him leave?
It disturbs him very much and he flees at once.
Well, good to know.